Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Sometimes books on religion are written by people who have little knowledge of the teaching of Scripture. Those books often accuse the Bible writers of appealing to fear to keep the adherents of religion in line. One of the problems is that many of those writers and many preachers do not know that the Bible uses different words for fear. Two primary Greek words are translated fear in the New Testament. Phobos is a neutral word, which can mean either cringing fear or reverence. One has to know the context before making a decision. The other word is eulabia and means reverence, awe, or godly fear. The author of Hebrews uses the verb form of that word when he writes about Noah. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world, and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Hebrews 11:7. If men reject God's will for their lives, they have every reason to be afraid. It is a fearful thing, the author of Hebrews says, to fall into the hands of the living God. Hebrews 10:31. The same writer explains, our God is a consuming fire. Hebrews 12:29. The Israelites of Jeremiah's day had to learn how fearful it was to fall into the hands of the living God. Please listen. Declare this in the house of Jacob, and publish it in Judah, saying, hear now this, O foolish people, and without understanding, which have eyes and see not, which have ears and hear not. Do you not fear me, says the Lord? Will you not tremble at my presence, which have placed the sand for the bound of the sea by a perpetual decree, that it cannot pass it? And though the waves thereof toss themselves, yet they cannot prevail. Though they roar, yet they cannot cross over it. Jeremiah 5:20-22. God wanted his people to know of their precarious position. They were in grave danger of being punished by the Babylonians. But he did not want them to complain that they had not been warned. So he demanded of Jeremiah, declare this in the house of Jacob, and publish it in Judah. When God knows that his people are going in the wrong direction, he warns them to turn from the error of their way. Jeremiah and other prophets had the responsibility of telling the people what God wanted them to know and to do. God called the Israelites foolish people and without understanding. They were foolish because they had ignored God's revelation to them. They were without understanding because they did not believe and trample underfoot that which God had revealed. The Jews had eyes, but they did not see. They had ears, but they did not hear. Could the same be true of millions and millions of modern people? Americans often have great knowledge, but not much knowledge about God. They are able to understand many modern devices, but they do not understand the will of God. God asked the Israelites, do you not fear me? Will you not tremble at my presence? No one has any excuse for ignoring the word of God, but least of all the Israelites. God had brought them out of Egyptian bondage, guided them through the wilderness, and given them the land of promise. He had provided the great prophets to help them in their spiritual lives. They should have feared him and trembled in his presence, but they did not. That attitude brought them to the brink of further punishment by the Babylonians. The God who so graciously provided for the Israelites is the God who created the world, placed the seas in their respective positions, and kept them there. How could the Jews refuse to fear God? Thank you, and may God bless you.